June 27th, 2014, Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. These are nefarious times, times when a far distant threat quickly becomes a present moment danger. These are times in which geographical borders have become obscure and distances between hemispheres are dwindling due to modern-day technology. Instant communication is at mankind's fingertips, and yet he neglects the most important communication, the one between his heart and my sacred heart. My mother came as protectress of the faith to this seer, but this most appropriate title was deemed unnecessary. Yet today the faith has been pillaged by the compromise of truth. Certain grave sins are no longer considered sins. Rather, they are legal rights. The sanctity of marriage has been vandalized in an attempt to pander to special interest groups. The life I create in the womb is under attack by those who do not see the new life as a human being. Even this truth has been redefined. These days, when so much is made of identification through DNA, do you not comprehend that the new life I place in the womb is human? You are killing human beings. Once again, I repeat what my mother has told you. You will not have peace in the world until there is peace in the womb. Allow my commandments of holy love to take dominion over your hearts before it is too late. My sacred heart mourns for the compromise of truth in the world today. This compromise opposes right reason, which discerns the difference between good and evil. If you cannot distinguish what is good and what is evil, your every salvation is at stake. It is this inability or unwillingness to recognize evil that has caused mankind's moral decadence. I shed my blood for your salvation. Mankind must shed the errors of his heart in order to choose this gift of his own salvation. A note is given that heaven described what special interest groups mean in God's eyes through messages given by Jesus on May 29, 2014, and by St. Francis de Sales on June 9, 2014. A note is also given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 6. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone, for kings, and all who are in high positions, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and dignity. This is right and is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, there is also one mediator between God and humankind, Christ Jesus, himself human, who gave himself a ransom for all. This was attested at the right time. A note is also given to read Titus 2:11 through 14. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify for himself a people of his own, who are zealous for good deeds.